Where do we fall when we fall in love? In the peak of this experience, we can feel a heightened state of awareness, mesmerized by the feelings we are having in relation to the beloved one, more integrated and alive with a passion to create, an ecstatic, euphoric state of being, a state of being in love, fluttering towards the loved one like a moth drawn to light. It can be experienced as childlike, naive, playful, ageless, devoted, sacred, seductive, enraptured, honest, unrestrained, thoughtless, and expressive. A kaleidoscope of colors reflecting a mirage of splendor as we fall deeper and closer to this person who appears to hold the key to our heart and soul. That in itself is a miracle. Where do we fall when we fall in love? Being in love can often render us totally vulnerable at the hands of the person who has ignited this spark of love that has a familiar and mysterious quality, most like ourselves, often spoken about as if this other person is our soulmate in the mirror of love. Rather like Wuthering Heights, when Catherine Earnshaw utters, "Why, Heathcliff, you are me and I you. He's more myself than I am. Whatever our souls are made of, his and mine are the same." Wuthering Heights. This very narrative lays at the bedrock of my work. My work with the couple relationship, my work with individuals and couples, helping them to understand where they fall when they fall in love. As many lovers merge and become lost in the beloved, losing all sense of their own autonomy and individuality. And here lies the pivotal problem in the merger, attached relationships that can lead to codependency, an addictive, hungry love, loving too much, passionate love, ravenous love, loving that person more than we would ever believe that we ever could do, loving more than ourselves, more than our lives, abdicating a trail behind us, forever and ever, that hungry, thirsty love. When we are too hungry for love, we find it difficult to bear any sense of distance and separateness. Intolerable to let our loved one go, even for a moment, for fear of losing them forever. And if that love is withdrawn, we literally feel as if we are falling apart, drenched with the most annihilating sense of emptiness and grief. As if we no longer exist, no longer ourselves in the mirror. A shattered, empty shell, whereby every day life fades into broken fragments, flagging behind time, unable to make any sense of the wreckage. Just think of the trees. They let the birds perch and fly, with no intention to call them when they come, and no longing for their return when they fly away. If people's hearts could be like trees, there will not be off the way at all. If people's hearts could be like trees. Within the loving relationship, there is bound to be a becoming one, an attachment to the very person who makes us feel so alive in the beginning, rather like coming home to ourselves. But when attachment folds into hungry love, it can lead towards an inability to be alone, to be self-regulated, to be self-sufficient, therefore only able to exist in the reflection to the other's image, losing all identity of one's own sense of self. This is loving too much. Is it possible to love too much? Where do we fall when we fall in love? We become frail, vulnerable, not only ignited by love. It depends whether or not our love is reciprocated, whether our love is requited, whether our love is mutual, whether our love is returned. If somebody responds to our love, love can only be the greatest, profound joy of all. Love, love, circling in a state of light-headed confusion, as if we no longer know where our loved other begins and we end, bringing with it a high level of excitement and happiness, yet can easily be coloured by an anxious thought in the pit of our belly. Please don't let this end, and already, without knowing, we have fallen so deeply into the physical state of falling in love. When it's going well, it's a mystery, on fire with passion, and capable of achieving anything and everything. Inspiration and aspiration drives us towards making everything possible in the here and now. Saturated with enthusiasm to live and produce, the elation of feeling awakened by some strange, imperceptible quality. Where do we fall when we fall in love? When it's going well, when it's going perfectly well. It is perfectly beautiful, perfectly profound, perfectly moving, and perfectly addictive. But when it's going poorly, it seems like an avalanche, as if we are looking over at our lives from the edge of a precipice, falling deeper and deeper, with no arms to catch us. Where do we fall when we fall in love? Where do we fall when we fall in love? Things that once appeared like a mountain, an effort, a struggle, miraculously dissipate, if love is going well. And procrastination postponed in time, if love is going well. When we fall into this other realm, this heightened experience of love, literally anything and everything is possible to create. We yield, and finally no longer alone, as one becomes two together, and suddenly life has meaning and purpose like never, ever before. Where do we fall when we fall in love? The purpose to create anything. Saturated with the joy to create anything. This is where we fall when we fall in love, and it's going perfectly well. Within this consuming sense of falling, we feel fully alive and awake, so sharply attentive. Something so profound yet intangible happens. So much so that reality in its so-called ordinary state becomes acutely sharp. With colourful bursts of insight and excitement evoked by our loved one's presence. It has been described as a heightened sense of reality, whereby the scent, the smell, and the touch of the beloved is of such high intensity that it literally encompasses a divine quality, carrying with it a sense of oneness, a sense of respectful, deep attraction. A sense of vulnerability, a sense of nakedness, a sense of exposure, a sense of being known, a sense of being understood, a sense of feeling ecstatically joyful. Where do we fall when we fall in love? It's happened already. It's already happened. It creeps up on us. We have no say in it. This quality has a voice all of its own and is literally experienced as if we are falling into some strange otherworldly landscape. Not even knowing if arms and hands will catch us where we fall, when we fall. Frightened to let go, will they be there if I do? Will they be there if I fall? Will he be there if I fall? Will she be there? Will someone catch me if I fall, if I let go? Question after question rolls around and around in our mind. All conversation falls betwixt and between a six-sided crystal. Shall I? Shan't I? Yes, I want to trust. Yes, I want to let go. Shall I? Shall I say it? Shall I tell them I love them? Should I do this? Perhaps they don't feel the same way. And then I'd be making a fool of myself. Then I'd feel weak. Then I'd feel embarrassed. Vulnerable. Awkward. Embarrassed. So embarrassed. But I want to trust. I want to let go. I want to let go. But then suddenly, from nowhere, that sense that we will be consumed by grief, and then the abandonment. Abandonment. That most primal of all fears. If my love isn't reciprocated, if this love isn't mutual, if it's not a shared mutual experience, that most primal of all fears could happen, may well happen. Anxious attachment. I could be abandoned. Shall I trust? Shall I say it? Shall I say I love you? I want to. I can't. I want to, but I can't. It's better, so much better. Trust, trust, love and let go. Trust, trust, breathe and exhale. That thing that can't let go, won't let go, for fear that we are lost forever and ever and ever. Abandoned into the space of time. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Relax. Love partly throttled by life. Corroding. Burying itself. Its dregs into a mercurial stillness. Burying itself, its dregs into a mercurial stillness. Juggling, jiggling, an almighty pleasure, an almighty joy. Love. I feel love. I feel alive. Bury yourself into the bellowing music of life, to face the moon, lunar moon, the light and her sweetness. And now, after that, what after that? What after the light and her sweetness? That semi-trance-like state, love. That intoxicating feeling of love. I've awoken, and suddenly we are hurting each other. Suddenly something's happened. We say things that we don't mean. We swallow pregnant silences, or fight power struggles. Fight as if we were fighting for our lives. What is it that you take in me? Understand me. Listen to me. You used to listen to me. You used to understand me. Now you don't. I'm invisible. Invisible. We swallow pregnant silences and brush by one another. We brush by one another as if we were strangers, soaked to the skin in sadness. Soaked to the very, very, very skin in sadness. How did it come to this? From where? Why? Why couldn't it be the same forever? How did this happen? Did I love you too much? Did I pressure you too much? Perhaps I shouldn't have told you I loved you. Perhaps I should have kept it a secret. Things have changed. Is it me that's changed? Is it you that's changed? Is it because we've had children that's changed? Do you feel rejected by me? Do you feel disappointed with me? How have I hurt you? How can we get back to that fading candle? The candle that used to flicker, but now it's fading. A fading candle. How do we return to the flickering candle? Let our arguments melt. Let our disputes melt. As if we are melting. 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 Where do we fall when we fall in love? How did this discord happen between us? When did it begin and why? There are so many questions in suspense regarding the love relationship. But there's no denying something keeps us together. Wouldn't you agree? There's no denying something keeps us together. Something has happened between us. Something has kept us attached and familiar, as if we were meant to meet, and there it begins. Understanding one another is the key, as love can be damaged through time. Is that it? Is that it? That our love has been damaged through time? To know that person is an incomparable blessing, and to be understood a fundamental necessity that lies at the bedrock within every loving relationship. Love, love, that most mysterious thing that I'll never get to the bottom of. Its residue will stay with me forever and ever and ever. Its residue will stay with me forever and ever and ever, as broken fragments of time spilling out whenever loss brushes by. Where do we fall when we fall in love? And now, for a poem by Pablo Neruda. I love you without knowing how, or when, or from where. I love you simply, without problems or pride. I love you in this way, because I do not know any other way of loving but this. I love you in this way, but do not know any other way of loving but this, in which there is no I or no you, so intimate that your hand upon my chest is my hand, so intimate that when I fall asleep, your eyes close, your eyes close. Your eyes close. A poem by Pablo Neruda. So inhale and exhale. Find a quiet place inside to know that wherever you fell when you've fallen in love, just hold on to yourself and know that you will survive this love withdrawal. Or jiggle and juggle and experience the realms of the ecstatic that can only come from that experience of love. Where do we fall when we fall in love? Just keep your heart open. Center within yourself to create from this place, because you know, when we're in the realms of where we fall when we fall in love, there's no better place to write from no better place to create from. That's why some of the most beautiful love poems, paintings, writings, novels, pieces of furniture have been created when we are in that exact realm of love. Transform it into something that will reinforce something so deep in your character that nothing will ever abandon you again, because you have yourself. Reversing self-abandonment. No longer no falling, but yes, loving. There will be love. So intimate that when I fall asleep, your eyes close, Pablo Neruda says. Close your eyes and find this peace. Just some peace.